From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama says it is inexcusable that families in Flint, Michigan weren't alerted sooner to the lead contamination in their city's drinking water. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the White House says all levels of government should be held accountable.
The Obama administration says state and local officials bear primary responsibility for the safety of the drinking water in Flint. But White House spokesman Josh Earnest says President Obama also wants EPA officials to share what they know in a timely manner.
The president does want to make sure, and will make sure, that if there were errors or wrongdoing carried out by officials at the EPA, that they're held accountable for those actions.
The EPA has acknowledged it did not act quickly enough to address the dangerous levels of lead in Flint's drinking supply. Earnest says Obama asked the EPA's administrator to review the agency's procedures. The Justice Department is also investigating. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
An inquiry into the killing in London of former Russian spy Alexander Litvinenko says Russia's President Vladimir Putin probably approved the 2006 assassination. NPR's Leila Fadel reports the findings deepen tension between the UK and Russia.
After the report, Litvinenko's widow called on Britain to act.
I'm calling immediately for expulsion from the UK of all Russian intelligence operatives.
She also called for sanctions against those involved, including Putin. In an address to the House of Commons, Britain's Home Secretary Theresa May called the findings deeply disturbing. Interpol issued arrest warrants for the two men that the report concluded carried out the assassinations on behalf of the Russian state, Dmitry Kovtun and Andrei Logovoy. May says their assets are also being frozen. Leila Fadel, NPR News, London.
Forecasters appear to be in agreement that all the ingredients are coming together for what could be a winter storm of historic proportions. The storm is expected to hit the mid-Atlantic region late tomorrow and into Saturday. It's likely to have high winds and bring dangerous inland flooding and possible whiteouts. National Weather Service Director Louis Ochslina says they are already upping the storm classification.
Blizzard watches have just been upgraded to a blizzard warning for the Washington, D.C. area. And we now have blizzard watches out extending up into New Jersey to just southwest or right towards the New York City area.
Forecasters are predicting up to 2 feet of snow in Washington. A number of governors today declared states of emergency ahead of the storm. In Virginia, the National Guard is being authorized to help out. Mortgage rates took another tumble amid ongoing worries about global markets. According to mortgage buyer Freddie Mac, the average rate on a 30-year fixed-rate loan fell to 3.81%, down from 3.92%. The rate on a 15-year mortgage fell to just over 3%. Stocks gained ground today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 115 points to 15,882. The NASDAQ was up a fraction of a point. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. The former U.S. Marine, who was recently released as part of a prisoner swap deal with Iran, is back on U.S. soil. Amir Hekmati, greeted by reporters and well-wishers today as he arrived in his home state of Michigan. Hekmati had been at a U.S. military hospital in Germany where he was being treated. He recounted how his disbelief turned to joy when he and three other Americans realized they were being released. He says his Marine training helped sustain him during his 4.5 years in prison. California Governor Jerry Brown is urging lawmakers to maintain control of spending in his State of the State address. As NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports, Brown warned the next economic recession could overwhelm the surplus in the state's budget.
Governor Brown said just 5 years ago the state budget deficit was $27 billion. California has recovered, he said, and is able to spend more on education and health care. But he insisted that lawmakers bolster a rainy day fund, and he promised that he would not talk about new spending programs.
The challenge is to solve today's problems without making those of tomorrow even worse.
However, Governor Brown did say he expects some taxes and fees will have to go up to pay for state infrastructure, despite Republican objections. One way or another, the roads must be fixed, he said. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.
Aviation safety officials aren't entirely sure why, but they say a record number of airline passengers were caught last year trying to take guns on planes. In many cases, the weapons were loaded. Transportation Security Administration announced today more than 2,600 firearms were found in carry-on bags last year. That's a roughly 20% increase from the previous year. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.